Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Throughout my time in ministry, God has truly given me grace. He's allowed me to see millions of lives touched and thousands of lives changed. I praise Him for the testimonies that I'm grateful to receive every day. I give Him all the glory. Of course, I've also made mistakes, maybe more than others. And I've learned that what's most important are the decisions that we make after these mistakes. What lessons can we draw from them? What actions can we set into place? Which person or persons should we ask for forgiveness? Which change can we put into effect? It reminds me of Zacchaeus. This man was a tax collector under Roman occupation. In addition to working for the enemy, he overtaxed people when he collected their money. Suffice it to say, Zacchaeus was not liked or appreciated at all. One day, Jesus was traveling through Jericho and chose to stay at this man's house. You can read the story of their encounter in the Bible in Luke 19, 2-9. Zacchaeus meets Jesus and immediately realizes his need to change. He commits to giving half of his belongings to the poor and restoring fourfold to those he had overtaxed. Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham." Luke 19:9. What matters isn't the size of your mistakes, what you did in the past. What truly counts is the enormity of Jesus' love for you, and that never changes. My friend, if you turn to Jesus with the desire to change your life and attitude, He will welcome you with open arms. He will remove guilt and shame from you. You will be a new person and become a source of blessings for others. Let's rejoice as we leave the old behind. Jesus makes all things new.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.